Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice 2.
And Ezekiel from The Walking Dead. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening.
Also, booyah! Because I'm schizophrenic.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, so we're going to talk some TV and movies. This week, we are celebrating Leonardo da Vinci, one of the greatest minds probably ever, you know, especially even of his time during the Renaissance when everybody, it seemed, was super smart and inventing stuff and being creative. He really kind of stood above the rest, and I think that's the reason he's gone down in history as being so famous. Yesterday, we looked at his appearances in video games, especially like the Assassin's Creed video games and everything. And today, we're going to look at his film and television appearances, which are pretty lengthy. We'll start with film. Like, he's been around films almost as long as films have been around. 100 years ago, 1919, there was a silent film called Leonardo da Vinci. Now, unfortunately, it's one of those that's been lost the time, so we won't get to see it, but we know it was made, and it was kind of about him, some of his inventions and stuff, and I think that's really cool, because you had somebody who was so ahead of his time, and doing all these crazy inventions and crazy things with art, and then you have film pop on the scene, you know, in the early 1900s, and they're able to bring some of that stuff to life. I would love to have seen this, to track down a copy. You know, maybe it's in some Brazilian basement or something, and we'll see it one day. But, you know, he's been around for a long time in films. Even recently, you know, 1971, there was a whole movie about his life. 84, there was a movie called Nothing Left to Do But Cry, and that had Roberto Benigni in it, who we all know and love, and it was a comedy film, but it was set in Italy and had a lot of, Leonardo showed up as his character, kind of. And then he even had an animated movie in 96. Of course, in the 90s, everybody had an animated movie. I remember in those big clamshells on VHS, I had a Siegfried and Roy movie animated. I had a Xena and Hercules movie animated. There's even Hawaiian Slammers. There's these people who Pogs gave them special powers. Animated movie. I had them all. You had Ever After with Drew Barrymore in 98 with Patrick Godfrey as Leonardo da Vinci. And there was a TV movie in 2003. Even the 2014 Mr. Peabody and Sherman, which was a good movie. I didn't like it quite as much as I liked the old Rocky and Bullwinkle shorts, but it was pretty neat. And Da Vinci actually had a really big part in that, because Peabody tried to get him to help him build the Wayback Machine, and Peabody helps Mona Lisa smile and everything. But during all that, Sherman and Penny are flying around on the flying machine, and we see, you know, their relationship really kind of bud and grow and mature, like all three steps in one scene. It's really cool. Of course, you have Hudson Hawk with Bruce Willis, who we talked about a few weeks ago. And it is all about Da Vinci's inventions and the things he did. The Da Vinci Code, based on the book, you know, that kicked off such a huge, huge franchise. It's crazy that all it's done. Three Musketeers, not the good one back in the day with Charlie Sheen, but the newer one, the 2011 one, they still plans to create one of his airships and everything. And then on the small screen, though, he's been around forever too. Back in the 60s, when you had corny, I love them, TV shows all around, he popped up probably more than he should have. In My Favorite Martian, he showed up because Martin brings Da Vinci to the present day because he thinks Da Vinci is like the only person smart enough to help him fix his spaceship and get home. But Da Vinci goes rogue and steals the Mona Lisa because, you know, it's his finished work and he wants to take it back home with him. And played out a lot funnier in the 60s than it probably would have now. Bewitched, Aunt Clara, who was always screwing stuff up, summons Da Vinci to come paint the house. Hilarity ensues. Even in Star Trek, there was an episode called Requiem for Methuselah about an immortal man who goes by the name Flint, but Leonardo da Vinci was one of his aliases, and that's pretty cool. And Star Trek would even go farther, and the NCC 81623 is the USS Da Vinci that shows up in mostly in the novels and stuff, but it's pretty neat. Of course, Monty Python riffed on it. Doctor Who has mentioned it a few times. We'll talk a little bit more about this tomorrow too, but the Ninja Turtles, Leonardo, the blue one, was named after Da Vinci. In the Super Mario Brothers show, which is available on Netflix, and we watch from time to time, Captain Lou Albano, who was Mario, they find the second version of The Last Supper, maybe, but turns out not to be the thing. It's pretty funny. The Tick, the cartoon, which as much as the Amazon one is good and the Patrick Warburton was good, the cartoon is where my heart lies. And you had Leonardo da Vinci and his fighting genius Time Commandos, where he came to the present with a bunch of different inventors and they have ninjas, and it's pretty crazy and funny and awesome, and everything that we've come to know and love from The Tick. Dilbert played on it, where Leonardo had discovered the Fountain of Youth and ruled the art world. Blackadder has one of the crazier episodes. He builds a time machine, and it's based on one of Da Vinci's designs, and yeah, it does that. Boston Legal did the Mona Lisa. One of my favorite, though, personal favorite depictions of Da Vinci on television was in Futurama. They did the episode in 2010, so it's part of the second run, yes, called the Da Vinci Code, where it turns out Leonardo da Vinci is actually an alien from the planet Vinci, and everybody else there is super genius, and he's the dumbest person on the planet, and everybody gives him a hard time, so he comes to Earth. But while he's at Earth, he realizes everybody on Earth is dumb, and he doesn't want to be here anymore, and he'd rather be the dumbest person on his planet than the smartest person on our planet. It's a really good episode, really solid. Family Guy also riffed on it in The Big Bang Theory, where Stewie and Brian go in the past because Bertram's going to kill Leonardo da Vinci because Stewie is somehow related to Da Vinci. It's one of the Brian and Stewie travel through time episodes. It's kind of weird, but still pretty neat. BBC had that whole series about Leonardo called Leonardo that was okay. That's when they were trying to copy Merlin and all the CW. They're trying to be like the CW, but the BBCW, and it didn't work out too well. A lot better example was Da Vinci's Demons, where you got a little bit older Leonardo, and he's all about like political stuff and action, adventure, intrigue, and cults and everything. It's just really, it's not a bad show. Like, I was hesitant to watch it when it first came out because I really like Leonardo da Vinci. And so the thought of it was, I don't want to say sacrilege, but I was like, I watched it, and it's a lot of fun, and it's really cool. Even going back to the Doctor Who thing, Peter Capaldi played Da Vinci in a documentary called Inside the Mind of Leonardo. Capaldi, say what you will about his Doctor Who. Some people love him, some people hate him. He's a good actor, though, and he was really cool to see him as Leonardo da Vinci. But as you can see, not only was Da Vinci a Renaissance man in his time, but even in modern times, he's a Renaissance man. Whether it's on action shows, comedy shows, sci-fi shows, everything. He's out there, and can be on any of them, cartoon, live action, legal drama, even. It's great, and I think that's really cool, and that just adds to the timelessness of the character. But like I said, one of my favorites is probably the Futurama version. Let me know what one of your favorites is. You can let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're out there. We're everywhere, and would love to hear from you. Just look for the Night Nerd. We love hearing from you. We really do. I say that all the time, but yeah. Even email me. I love emails. I don't care if it's 3 in the morning. I'm going to respond. Nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. It's great. But, yeah. Leonardo da Vinci's awesome. That's pretty much all I have to say. I'll go into a lot of detail later in the week about how awesome he is. But other than that, I'm Lance. Thank you all so very much for listening, and we will see you next time.
And a scientist, inventor, painter, sculptor, and anatomist. That's Da Vinci, Renaissance man. Da Vinci, Renaissance man. Musician and the writer and the botanist, architect and engineer are also on the list. Da Vinci.